experts from the City of Reno, City of Sparks, and Washoe County were panelists for a video stream about the challenges that members of Northern Nevada's Hispanic community may be facing during COVID-19. They discussed issues related to health, education, and finances during COVID-19, and the event aired on local Spanish language TV stations, including Univision. Sandra Rentas works for the Nevada Small Business Development Center and said that Latino-owned small businesses are feeling the COVID-19 strain. One of the most popular programs for business loans is the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Emergency Advance, which is currently closed but may open up again. The other is the Paycheck Protection Program.
Así que les exhorto a las personas que no esperen mucho tiempo porque es el primero que entra en el sistema.
Rentas said she encourages the community to not wait to submit their applications for the Paycheck Protection Program because loans are awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. She also said that at the Nevada Small Business Development Center, she can help Spanish speakers with their applications. Her phone number is 775-682-9133. During the event, the panelists also discussed public safety. Maria Alvarado is with Washoe 311, the county's non-emergency phone line. She said the service center is receiving calls with concerns from people asking why businesses haven't been closed when an employee has tested positive with COVID-19, or why some employers are not being transparent about employees exhibiting signs of illness.
Si hay un empleador que no está cumpliendo con las reglas establecidas, los referamos a OSHA.
Alvarado said, if you have concerns about how your employer is following social distancing and personal protection guidelines, you can call Washoe 311 and they'll refer you over to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration of Nevada. Another topic discussed during the live stream was distance learning. Fatima Rivas works in multicultural communications with the Washoe County School District. She said the school district will soon be distributing more print and online materials for distance learning, which will include advice for parents on how to structure their child's school day while at home. For bilingual families, Rivas said now is a good time to practice speaking more Spanish together. The discussion did not address how Spanish-speaking parents can assist their children with lesson plans that are in English. Event organizers say there will be more Spanish language virtual meetings in the coming weeks. Natalie Van Hooser, KUNR News.